There are actually no filed candidates for 6 races, all on the township level. 3, we had a clear write-in winner. These we have ties, so we're going to draw, as the code says.
Mm-hmm.
We draw lots at Canvas. So if we can start there, and then I could give my report pretty short.
Okay.
The real technical part of my job.
Let supervisor motion draw.
Well, I would like one person to draw and the other person read, so that it's not. I'll draw and hand it to you to read.
Okay.
Okay.
That works for you. And you can keep signing.
Yeah. You can keep signing. I'm thinking I'd split some of these up. You guys will do that. The first is for Indian Creek Township trustee, and there was a 3-way tie. Wow.
We've had as much as a long way or time, so. I'm also available for bingo
night, so just so you guys know.
We'll remember
that. I'm glad I thought to give that to you. You put it to good use. Where's the Sanders are? Elliot Mayland, M-A-Y-L-A-N-D.
Elliot
Mayland,
okay.
For Indian Creek.
Spell that again.
M-A-Y-L-A-N-D, as in the month of May, and land.
Elliot,
2 L's, 1 T.
Yeah, Mayland.
I'll get to you.
Warren Township trustee.
She kept the egg back.
I don't have enough eggs to do all the eggs. Sorry.
So clearly, you need like an Easter egg type thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be bringing you some.
Actually, that's why she needs to build her budget.
Yeah, not my salary.
Right. Oh, yeah. So we go to
Dollar Store next
door.
Okay, so this is for Warren. Where used to go from?
This is the most fun job I've had out of a kid.
This is our third meeting of the day and the most exciting.
Yeah.
Eric Weavey. Is it Weave? W-E-U-V-E. Eric, E-R-I-C.
I just looked up that everybody is a resident of the township and qualifies for office.
Thank you.
Before I put them into the egg. Mm-hmm. Just so you know. Washington Township is just a 2-way tie.
Okay. It was in Sanders' office.
He had a jury.
He had that. Then he had this one to put your hand in for. This is something else. I think the other one was jury selection. I gave it to.
One of them opened. Never mind. Well, it's okay. Okay, whatever you pick. All right, should I redo that? Doesn't matter.
We're okay.
You did it randomly.
She did it randomly. Yeah, Bob Finch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Washington Township is both the people that were on the tie list actually both served in Washington Township and other things, so they have to resign from their other ones. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Just to note that write-in winners are not obligated to accept office, so they do get a certificate of election,
mm-hmm.
and then I send them a letter outlining their options, and then I also send them like a, do you want to go out with me, check this box, to see if they accept or not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
so, okay.
Do you want to go out with me?
That was funny.
She did say that.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, it was Elliot
Mayland, Eric Weave, and Bob Finch.
Eric Weave. And Bob Finch. Okay.
Okay, so somebody, do we have So you've added their names to the resolution then?
Yeah.
Okay, so next we what we have is consideration of resolution.
No, I just got to give my report. I'm sorry, I haven't given that.
Oh, I thought you'd given it.
No, I started with the thing that took the longest.
Okay, now we'll listen to your report.
So, just really briefly, there were 215 provisional ballots cast in this election. 170 of those were accepted by the absentee and special voters precinct for counting, and 45 were rejected. We did have 6 absentees that were arrived timely following election day. I will say prior to election day, we had a 95% absentee return rate, which is outstanding.
Wow.
That's about 8 percentage points above what we normally see for an election of this size. We also had a record number of absentee ballots cast, which was 30,299. So good job, Story County voters.
Wow.
I think that can be attributed to the fact that we mailed out the majority of our ballots on the first day,
mm-hmm.
and we had the entire 29-day period.
How many people voted in person?
In person here, it was a little over 6,000. And then I don't have the satellite numbers right off the top of my head, but the average there was probably about 300 to 400 a day, so.
And that 6,000 is part of the 30,000.
Yeah, those are all part of the absentee.
And then how many people voted on election day, do you know?
20,784. Which is, that's in the resolution that you didn't bring.
Well, I'll look at it later.
So,
I just forgot to print it off.
If I could just take a moment to thank everybody. Elections are a group project, and this was no exception to that. My poll workers, many of whom were brand new, did an amazing job. The absentee board counted a record number of absentee ballots, and were finished before 10 p.m. on election night. They did an excellent job. My staff, as always, everybody, whether election is in their title or not, worked above and beyond. Kevin Norris, my deputy of elections, no exception. We have a brand new employee, Cindy Dorhout, who did a great job with our temporary and tech. Brittany Spooner and Stacey Massey. I think we all took a record number of phone calls. They were sort of on the front line of that, also working with voters. Patty Hilleman and Scott Wall, who are the longest serving people in the auditor's office, as well as Lisa Markley, did an amazing job, especially at satellite voting. And then Christy Mackey and Shelley Belisle in the back. They worked a lot of our problem absentees and, you know, helped a lot of voters get from the problem box into the counting box.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rhonda Sykes headed up all of the satellite voting. She's the real estate deputy and has now already transitioned into working on TIF districts and valuations. But I just sort of let her take a hold of that, a big job, and she did very well. So all credit to staff there. Everybody in this building was amazing to work with. I'd like to thank you, especially for Leanne Harder and Darla Ingram, who did a lot for Darla, especially working the front desk there. Probably saw just about all those 6,000 voters that came through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And training, which I had never done online before, I could not have done without the assistance of Leanne. She sort of carried me like a sack of groceries through all the Zoom stuff. And I was super worried about that because I'd never done that before. And now I think I'm going to have to do that from here on out. The poll workers really liked that. And I think I wouldn't have had a successful training with people actually enjoying it more. mm-hmm. without her assistance. Wayne Swickrath and his staff moving the voting downstairs was really helpful for the social distancing, but I think it got really high marks from the voters,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a great way to process voters. So really appreciate the assessor for letting me do that. Joby and his staff, you know, I could talk about all day about all the help they did for us. That's an amazing crew. Barb and her staff at IT, they helped set us up with their temporary computers. So we weren't on tiny laptops with tiny keyboards. That made a world of difference, and they were just really helpful whenever I had a random question or a technical issue on the fly. Matt Boyk did a lot of printing for me, and as always, he's always very helpful. And then Captain Nick Lenny was really instrumental to me to make sure that I had clean outreach to all law enforcement in the county. And he always took my calls and my random questions, and also the sheriff let me present to his staff, which was super helpful. Iowa State University, for the first time I was given a point person on campus. I think I'm going to ask for that from here on out. That made a world of difference to me. So Karen Kodrowski at the CAP Center was my point person there. She was amazing. The Ames Public Library, I saw Sheila was in here earlier. She and her staff were incredibly supportive to us. And then the League of Women Voters. So those are three exterior groups that I could not have done this election without. So just some other departments. Tim Meals and Darren Moon and Joby all let their staff work elections, and those were some of the three busiest places. I had Julie Erickson and Bree Van Sickle and Terry Loneman in three precincts. So they are all former employees of the auditor's office, some more recent than others, but the fact that I'm allowed to sort of tap into that existing knowledge is great, and I really appreciate that. The big wild card here was the students. They did not turn out. If you look at our numbers, we had more voters than in 16, but actually we actually have more registered voters as well. But our turnout percentages was actually down 3%, and that is if you look at the student heavy precincts. They simply enrollment is down at ISU, and I think a lot of those students chose to vote at home, or they're actually at home this year. So I think that's a one-time blip that we'll see in our turnout. Turnout elsewhere was 80% or greater. In Ames itself, it was only 65%, and that's because of the students skewing those numbers.
Hmm.
So that was a really interesting takeaway. So all my predictions were sort of predicting them turning out as their normal numbers, and that didn't happen. So
I wonder if they voted at home.
I hope they voted at home.
Yeah, they have that option.
So they definitely have that option. So with that, I would ask you to consider Resolution 2137 as amended by the write-in drawn lot for passage.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none. Olson?
Aye.
Cousin?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Resolution is approved. Anything else before we entertain a motion to adjourn?
No, the private complete.
Yeah, you need to.
Well, I have two questions for Auditor Martin.
Yeah.
The first one is that I know there's some theories going around out there that maybe dead people were voting in some parts of the country. To your knowledge, did we have any?
No, I'm trying not to swear here, because
okay,
it's a public meeting. But that, so first of all, we look for that every day in Story County, whether we're having an election or not. And if you have cast an absentee ballot and you die, we actually pull that and it doesn't get counted, which seems really cruel to the person that just passed away. But we had to do that on at least enough three occasions that I can think of. I know because Stacey Massey in my office reads the obituaries every day, and she's like, this seems cruel. I'm like, yeah, that's the law. So that is a sort of a long-standing urban myth that goes back, I think, to the Kennedy election. So I think it goes back to sort of the 1960 election. I don't know if it was true then or not. I have no way of auditing those results, but that's an oldie but goodie, and it never gets the credence of that is, let's call it hogwash or balderdash, because I can't use stronger terms.
Okay, well, thank you, because I actually didn't get asked.
Yeah.
And my next one for you is, how many times were you on TV this election season?
I don't know, probably at least 3 times.
All right.
My favorite was when they said, well, I called Polk County, and I called Dallas County, and I called Jasper County, and none of them returned my calls, so can I talk to you?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, sometimes it was just like, they really like to come here and take sort of B-roll of the drop-off, especially we have so much beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, I guess, quite a number of local journalists that live in Story County, so it was easy for them to pop over. But it was kind of like, okay, so nobody else would go to the prom with you, so you called me? All right.
Okay.
Yeah. They weren't shy about saying that either, so that was fun.
You know, I just want to make a comment, too. I mean, I think you and your staff did great for smoothness of the election, in terms of people that I heard from. But I just want to make a comment. When I was sitting downstairs, you took my turn, you know, so people were coming in to vote on that main floor. We're very surprised that they didn't have to take these small elevators upstairs. They really liked that it was just right down the hall and just the smooth and ease. Now, I never had anyone complain about the wait. They're here to exercise the right to vote, and they were willing to do that, but they really liked that main floor.
Yeah, I saw no way. I couldn't figure out how to social distance people. And also, you know, those elevators, while they're only going one floor, they sure take their time.
Yeah.
So I didn't want people crowding in there. I didn't want, well, she got in the elevator last, but she got off first, and why did she get to cut ahead of me in line?
Mm-hmm.
So, the ease of using the first floor, and that conference room is actually in the space that used to be the auditor's office, so,
mm-hmm.
But that worked really well. On the very last day, we did siphon people off from the head of the line right there and bring them up the back stairwell up here to take some pressure off that line. Because we had almost 700 people vote in the office that day.
Wow.
It was like 600 and something. I can't remember the exact number. 661, I think.
So we need 2 more motions and then Shelley can leave. So why don't I ask, would somebody... move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election.
So moved.
Second.
Heddens.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. And then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Olson.
Aye.
Heddens.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. Not kicking you out, Shelley, but if you want to leave. So yeah, it was. I thought everybody did a fantastic job, and managed not to get Paul Tate to come up here.
I would say every time the press called me, my goal is to be so dull that they don't run with the story. So
yes, we're having an election.
So,
yeah.
Silence.
Separate question: what time is the swearing in this afternoon?
Whenever Tim gets here.
Okay.
I can swear you in whenever, Lisa. Let me just get your certificate signed. We are going to swear in Lisa and Tim as they are, they were elected to fill the residue of the term.
Okay.
And so basically their appointment runs until they take the oath and then the term starts.
Yeah, whenever is fine with me. I didn't know if we were doing together, which I was fine to, but I didn't know if he was going to be here like at 3:34 or if he was going to be here like at 5.
Yeah, so I think we should just go ahead and swear you in whenever you're ready, Lisa.
Okay.
And when everybody else gets sworn in on January 4th, we'll just do a photo op then for everybody.
Okay.
I think.
I think so.
If you don't, well, Tim did say he was going to try to bring a judge, but I haven't heard anything since then. So if you want to wait for somebody in a robe, I don't blame you.
If you want to, you can have your stamp. You bring your...
My signature is getting to
notary.
The notary. Yeah?
I did not bring my notary stamp, no.
That's usually why they keep me around
on this. Oh. I got it. Now that I know.
So Linda, Linda, you have more things to sign than the rest of the board, so.
Okay.
Like we will update the resolution.
I'm going to jump to the agenda stuff from this morning, Shelley. I will do it before I leave.
We're going to work on that.
Yes, sir.
I've got a
Ma'am?
Okay. Oh, I did. I forgot.
I'm sorry.
I know it.
We got a printer.
Shook it over it. Maybe not.
Okay. I'm going to update the resolution and the create certificates for the three drawn lots.
Okay.
So you can have those.
Thank you.